United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Here's Tracy Winbush.
Chance's girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 70-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun.
It's 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on WSOM. Again, that's Open Mic Friday. Want to have you call in and tell us what's on your mind. Again, that number is 347-945-5229. And Jeff and AJ in studio with me wants you to come and join us also. Listening to, I'm still on Prince. I'm trying to find the first one he did. I think it's called Controversy. And, you know, this guy is so cynical. He's so smart. He has made it to where you can't find any of his music on YouTube. I don't know how in the world do you shut out the whole World Wide Web that you can't find Prince originals on the internet without paying for them.
Smart.
You can find any music on YouTube now.
But you can't find Prince.
You can't find Prince.
No.
What is that? That's just bad. I'm trying to...
I haven't been looking for Prince.
I've been looking for Prince. I'm looking for his first album. I mean, you can find Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Barbara Streisand, Frank Sinatra, but you can't find the Prince. What is that? And then he's going to get ready to go cut a deal and give him a Sony, I hear. Hey, okay. The screen just went out. Okay. It's 9 minutes after the hour, and today is the 8th of...
Don't you love that?
The 8th of... That's not Kelly Ripa. So don't mess with her. That's Michael Strahan and somebody else.
Well, yeah.
That's Kate somebody.
Okay, I'll take Katie now.
See, that you look up and you see a blonde-haired girl with Michael Strahan, you always automatically think it's Kelly Ripa. It's not. Jeez, he's just so judgmental. That's Michael Strahan. He was in Canton, Ohio last week, and I hear his girlfriend moved out on him.
Oh, yeah.
If I had known, I'd have been gone to Canton. It's only 45
minutes.
Well,
you don't want him.
Why not?
He's. How many kids he got, and how many wives did he have?
I don't know.
Need to count.
Well, I got to count that many. Well, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's not him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving the man a bad ass. I mean,
I'm not telling you. I like him. You're not told that.
It's not him. It's them.
I told you. I am happy for him.
But look
but
at the
same time.
But
you
look at the caliber of woman that he goes after.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Eddie Murphy's ex-wife? What's wrong with her?
That's what I'm saying.
That's high caliber.
That's high caliber?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that high caliber? Because he's Eddie Murphy's ex-wife.
Eddie Murphy's ex-wife is accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
And your point is?
That's what I'm saying.
She's a gold digger.
She ain't scuzzy.
She ain't scuzzy, but she don't know how she living.
Well, I mean.
Now, how you living?
It's him, believe you me.
It ain't him.
It's him.
It ain't him.
Straight hand.
It's not him. It's not him. He's having a difficult time saying no. Listen, I I've been around for some guys, and you have to be a strong man to go through that. What these guys go through.
No, you know, you got to be not a
God
man.
No, you got to be a God fearing strong man to go through what these, because these women are leaving them because of their infidelity for the most part, a lot of times. And these guys, it's bad.
I think the second wife
getting tossed.
Whatever the second wife did, he ticked off the mother and father, because the father had nothing good to say about her.
About who?
About his second wife.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This. When there's three or more, it's not the women, it's the man.
Not necessarily. Because they tried to tell me yesterday, men were simple. You guys are crazy as a red bug. Y'all ain't simple.
As a red bug?
As a red bug.
It's supposed to be bed bug.
That's a red bug. It's
I
a
know,
red
you
bug.
You make up your own sayings, I've noticed over these years.
Absolutely.
I should write them in a book.
Absolutely.
And sell them.
Make some money. Absolutely.
We need to do
go for the cash.
We got to do something.
So what's new?
I don't know, but you know what? Prince on that album, he played every single instrument.
On which one?
On the first one.
Oh, I believe. Okay.
Yeah, every instrument. There wasn't one instrument from horns. You know that he plays brass and strings and all that. He plays everything.
He plays them masterfully.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of guys, you know, they play it all.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I can play at, you know, I'm a piano player to a certain degree. I can definitely carry, you know, a few songs on a Sunday if I had to, or a couple songs in a when we're doing our R&B thing or jazz thing. But I can't play. This cat could come sit up on anybody's set and just play about 20 something instruments.
Yeah, that's true.
At least he plays lead guitar, bass guitar, keys, drums, trumpet, trombone.
He plays it all. And many things.
Strings, yeah.
But you know what? He's only, you know what? He didn't have nothing else to do when he was a kid because he wasn't but 5'2".
Yeah, 5'-5". That's right.
Yeah, he was small. Damn, what else is going on? And we're not talking about politics yet until after the first break, so don't bring up anything political, anything that was on the news, anything that's going to be high stress.
All right, so we're going to break now? Come on.
No. I just had a panic attack. I thought I locked my my keys in my car just now. I thought I grabbed the wrong.
It happens.
I thought I had the wrong key in my hand, and it was I had my car keys. I thought
it's right there.
I know.
I could have told you that.
I thought this did not look like my car key.
You know what?
It did not. I usually have something hanging off this, and I was like, this doesn't look like my car keys. And then I was like, crap, did I grab the wrong keys out of the car? And then I thought I locked. That's why I ran out of here real quick.
AJ, you know what I found out yesterday?
What's that?
You're on Facebook, you do not have your last name. And how is anybody supposed to find you?
I don't want anyone to find me.
But I'm trying to find you. And I'm trying to hunt you down because I'm trying to get you to bring me granola.
It was.
And I'm on Facebook going, what's his name? So I start typing in all kinds of last names, and your last name is hard to spell as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to spell this crazy last name. It couldn't be like Smith. And then I find out that it's not even there. What's up with that?
I don't know. Just not there.
Oh, I'm the one who said that we can't do Listen, I found the song, but you can't stop it.
Just close out of it.
That means I won't be able to find it again.
No, you'll find it again. Just. Oh, yeah, I forgot your granola, I know.
No, I couldn't find your name to find my granola.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you there.
You know how much time I had to spend?
You could have just gone to your friends. I'm probably right at the
you
top.
You are my...
AJ, so it's right there.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No. You are my friend, but the thing is, AJ was not AJ because I was trying to search it. You know, type in AJ, type in... You know, all these names. Is his name Alex? Is his name Aaron? Is his name, what is his name? Is it Apple? What is his first name? Then I said, oh, I can type in his last name. Well, guess what? Your last name's not there.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Hey, did you guys hear about the lost emails? There's some more.
Who's lost emails?
There's some more lost emails in D.C.
No, we can't talk about that.
That's politics. You're breaking your own rule here.
Hey, shut it down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep it down. Keep it down.
Yeah, you're breaking. You're breaking your own rule. I went and seen Jeff's band last week. There's something.
Yeah.
I went last Friday.
And his dad came out.
Yeah, went and seen him at Double Creek.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We had fun.
Did you dance?
I didn't dance. I was.
He was grooving over that, though. Him and his dad.
Yeah,
you seem to like that, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. They were fantastic. If you haven't seen Jeff's band yet, they were great.
They were great.
Yeah, my dad wouldn't shut up about it after we left there. He's like, "That was great. They sounded awesome."
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
Appreciate it.
What about you, Tracy? You go see Jeff's band much often?
No,
because
she won't let me see.
See, completely selfish person here.
What do you want? You want to sing?
Mm-hmm. I want to sing.
But you're not.
Like
you're not in the band.
Be the head of Springer.
But you're not in the band.
Like a singer.
So,
it's Jeff's band.
It ain't
so?
My band.
Wait. You don't see him saying that
that's
he wants to host your show.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do.
Oh. All right. Maybe it is fair game that you want to sing.
Every time you go. You say, "Well, Jeff, are you coming?" Say, "Yeah,
listen,
I'm coming."
Listen. Jeff tries to take over when I'm here, let alone.
Oh, come on.
Jeff will call in on the phone and try to take over.
I'm done with this stuff.
Jeff will call in on the phone and take over a show. What are you doing, Jeffrey? You left your phone. Hold it. You left your phone. No slamming the door. Don't slam the door. I haven't done that yet.
Slam the door. Doesn't have a handle.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't do anything about it.
They're grabbing my style around
too
here.
Bad.
I can't even quit forcefully. What's
you left the phone? Oh. You don't go anywhere without
your phone.
Yes, I do. Don't believe that.
Well, usually Jeff has a lot of. He has his iPad or have his laptop.
He lost
if
his
he
iPad.
Wants to make a dramatic exit, he's gonna have to pack up everything first before he
and come back.
I'm done, and then have to spend 10 minutes packing up your stuff, then leave.
That's all right. Just leave, and I'll put everything in a box.
It takes the drama out of it, Tracy. You know.
I'm sorry.
You have to have drama with these things.
I don't do drama.
Yes, you do.
So you guys,
you're very dramatic.
You guys can come to agreement here if Jeff can host Tracy's show.
I should be able to sing. You know what?
I've had a mic for her on several occasions, and she never showed up.
Show up?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't show up. And then one time I had the mic ready for her, and she was over at the counter eating greens and Italian greens. See?
So you had, okay.
She's
had
her opportunity.
Yeah, this is back on you.
No.
She's had
the opportunities.
No, he won't let me sing.
She's a woman, though. You can't win with a woman. I have a win an argument free card, but she said it doesn't work with anything but my wife.
That's right.
So.
Sometimes those aren't even valid, the win an argument
AJ.
Free card.
AJ, you're still in high school. Don't listen.
Yeah, you got. You have no idea.
Don't listen to Jeff.
Listen to Jeff. Jeff will tell you the truth.
Did you guys see the clip on YouTube, on Facebook where it was a young man and the girlfriend calls him on the phone and says, "Do you want me to come by?" And he says, "Sure, come on by." But because he wasn't enthusiastic about it, she turns it into a major argument.
Yes, I saw that.
No.
That was the most. I thought that was
the
most
hilarious.
Do you
want to come? Yeah, if you want to.
I see that one.
Well, I don't want to come unless you want me to come. Baby, I'd like you to come, but if you want to come, if you don't want to come, you don't have to.
You guys make it hard on us.
Well, that's how I feel about it, too, but I ain't got nobody to say that to.
Call home.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. Come on. It doesn't work that way.
I don't understand.
Call home and say what?
Honey, do you want me to come home and fix you dinner?
And the answer would be yes.
I couldn't offer dinner to my girlfriend or to my wife because I can burn water. So
you're gonna starve.
I could.
Listen.
I know. I know how to make ramen noodles. How's
listen,
that?
In 2014 and beyond, if a man does not know how to cook, there might be a problem. Because women no longer hang out in the kitchen. I was doing some reading last night on some magazines from the 60s. And things have changed. You better get your a Betty Crocker recipe book.
But the thing is, I've always grew up with my mom always cooked.
Hear me what
my grandma always cooked.
Listen to what I'm saying. You better go, before you move out from mom and grandma and sister.
Oh, gee. Oh, yeah. My sister can cook.
You better learn how to sew, button. Iron.
Learn
wash,
how to cook for yourself.
And learn how to cook.
There's another thing. I don't know how to use a washing machine either.
You better learn that quickly,
yeah.
Sir, because you get ready to get out and go
you're
to have college.
Pink, you're going
to
have pink underwear in a minute.
Oh,
you'll be sitting up like this, calling home, Mom, what do I do? Uh-oh, that doesn't work, man. You can't do that. You have to learn how. I could cook. I had to cook for a household when I was in seventh grade. So, I mean, you got to learn.
Even if you don't use it.
Yeah. Well, that was my.
You'll use it.
That was my mom. She was cooking for her family when she was 13, 14
yeah.
years old.
You have to
and
learn.
Then she got really good at it, and now she's one of the best cooks that I've ever.
My wife
I've
didn't cook. Right. When I met her, she said I didn't really want to learn how to cook with my mother because blah blah blah. I wanted to go Fortune 500, do this, that, and other. And sure enough, when I met her, she was working for Philip Morris. She was saying, "Guess what? Out of 29 years, there's only two times that I didn't like something she fixed."
Guess what?
What?
I'm a quick cooker.
Well, I mean, that's up to you.
I'm serious. I'm a
real... But you live alone, don't you?
No, my mom lives with me.
Oh, okay.
And her dog.
Oh,
I'm a dog.
You have a dog.
But I'm not going to cook anymore.
Right.
That's not going to work.
I'm not going to bake anymore either.
When you can afford the person that Oprah hired, then I believe that.
No, I'm not going to cook anymore.
Then what are you going to do?
Just
order in?
Yeah, take out.
Mm-hmm.
Do like everybody else in America.
Okay.
Men don't appreciate women that cook anyhow, so it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, that's not true.
That is not true.
Not at all.
Oh, I don't know what I would do without my mom's cooking, or my grandma's, or my sister's. And my dad can cook. I'll give him that.
I'm going to do everything on the grill.
Well, that's what men do. We do everything on the grill. That's our cooking is on the grill.
That's why they made gas grills. You can cook in the wintertime.
I can use a grill. I can use. I'll you got to give me that one. I can use the grill.
Try to make granola and yogurt.
You're gonna live off granola and yogurt.
Mm-hmm. And fruit.
And well, you need some meat. You need meat.
No.
Yeah, you need meat.
No.
All right, live off yogurt and.
Yep.
Off yogurt and granola.
But I'll be eating everything that is good to eat.
Steak, potatoes.
Wait a minute. I went by one of your old places yesterday that you were doing some PR work for.
Yeah.
And they had a big outside thing going.
Yeah.
They had lamb on the spit.
Oh, wow.
I got some of that lamb.
Was it good?
Oh, my God.
Very good.
It was so good. It was ridiculously good. I really brought the lamb for my wife.
But you had to have some.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. When you come back, we'll be doing Open Mic for real. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Hello. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Declare your apartment or rental house a bummer-free zone with renter's insurance from Grange. It protects the contents of your home from such major hassles as theft, weather, and plumbing mishaps for just pennies a day.
Let Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, show you how a Grange rental policy is an even better bargain when paired with Grange auto coverage. Call Crab Insurance Agency at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Controversy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, I understand there's some missing emails in other departments, and they, from my understanding, these computers only have like 1 gigabyte of email storage, and with them having to have 1 gigabyte of email storage, they're supposed to, and there's a policy across the government that every email that comes in, they're supposed to print, but nobody does it.
I didn't hear this.
And
this is new news to me.
And they don't do that. So since they don't do that, they actually are in violation of a government procedure. But who does that?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, who actually does, who actually goes in and prints every email? So why would you, and why would you only have 1 gig of memory for a government email. I mean, they tell me that, what's her name from the IRS? She only had 500 megabits or megabytes of storage for emails. Why is that? Who does that in 2014? And you can't blame the Obama administration completely. I mean, it's his watch, and but this is just crazy. Just checking.
They're done with dealing with this stuff. They have those emails. There's no such thing as them not having it, and you'll see them come out because that's just not feasible. They're lying, and they're trying to do whatever. They're lying. They can't not have them. It's impossible, especially for the IRS to not have them.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's not probable, but it's not impossible.
It's impossible for them not to have it. And the reason why, I mean, unless you have the failure of the whole freaking government system.
When it comes to technology, I can say that I believe that they're probably very, very inept. I believe that.
Don't believe that, because we had those systems years and years and years ago just in the military. So my point is that, on the earliest of computers, and I'm talking about in the late 70s, early 80s, Trace, they had master lists to record every single thing that happens, because they have to, for national security purposes, they have to have control of it. There's no such thing as them not having these emails.
Oh.
They're playing a public political theater game.
I believe that they're supposed to. I believe that
it's
intended.
No, it's not.
Listen to what I'm saying. I believe that it's intended for them to.
Yeah.
I believe all of that. I also believe that the system that we have, because of the lackadaisical attitude of the people that work for this country and the people that are around,
mm-hmm.
that there can be a lot of inept people working for our government.
There is plenty of inept people working for your government, but you don't have inept people that – have created these systems. These systems are engineered by the brightest of the brightest, and we buy them.
Let me say this. If they were hired by the brightest of the brightest,
mm-hmm.
then the healthcare rollout
mm-hmm.
would not – listen to
totally
what I'm
different
saying.
Totally different thing.
No. Because of the resources of America, if they hire the brightest of the brightest,
mm-hmm.
there is no way that the healthcare rollout
– Sure.
Why?
Because the healthcare rollout was an ancillary, outside of the direct government thing, that they hired a contractor to do, and they didn't hire the brightest of the brightest. They hired the first lady's best friend from college.
But what I'm saying to you is, it wasn't rocket science. The rollout.
They got done what they wanted.
Listen, the rollout.
Yeah.
was not rocket science.
It wasn't important.
It was important. Because
not to them.
It was important. He. There's no way. There's no way he wanted to have egg in his face on the rollout. Now, he may not have wanted it to work, but he definitely did not want to have it to where he looked as though he was inept. And you have to remember, that rollout was very, very important to him because his name was on it. And he did not want it to come back and blow back and fall into his face. There's no way. That's not how he works. He's too egotistical.
Well, once again, I don't care. He is very egotistical. He doesn't care. He's on an agenda. The agenda got done, and that is that every single person in the United States is now up under. Because see, they spent the money on data mining of the people of the United States, not of rolling out the health care. So in other words, they have control of your life now. They know everything about you.
Jeff. Listen, what I'm saying to you is, even with the medical records, they have no clue. If they're the brightest of the bright, what they're trying to do is not rocket science. They do not have the brightest of the bright. They're very, very inept in policies and executing their procedures. They are across the board. You have a hard time, even with Social Security and SSI. Their procedures, their maneuvers, and their procedures for rolling stuff out and getting things done is very, very antiquated.
On purpose.
No.
They don't want to spend any money or give any money back to you. Let me tell you, I had six.
We're talking about people that they don't want to spend money on. They're trying to catch people who are in fraud, and they're still inept.
They got them, and they get them too. If they with fraud, I have a friend that just told me that they somebody did their taxes and this person doesn't owe nothing. I mean nothing, and the IRS came and audited them.
Okay.
For nothing.
Okay.
For less than like $3,000.
And you mean to tell me that's not inept?
No, that's not inept.
What is
that? That's control. You have to understand what they're doing. See, I know nobody wants to believe it's that deep or anything like that, but they want control. They have to have 100% control.
You agree with this?
Of your life.
You're young enough. I mean, you deal with technology and computers. You believe? I mean, come on now. That thing is just stupid.
Yeah.
I'm too young to know about about the IRS or that kind
but
of stuff.
But just technology at large. I mean, this is not we're saying this morning. This is not Snapchat. There's a reason why you got Snapchat.
We can look. When they sent the Mars, the thing that flew by Mars before we sent the rover up there, they said of this technology. Said we can look down on Mars. And if there's anything living there, we could count the hairs on his chest.
Okay.
If it's there.
Okay.
My point is this. We've had that technology for over 20-something years, because that's when we sent that rover. Sent that expedition out past Mars. What I'm telling you is this. The stuff that they're telling you, they're playing games.
But what I'm trying to see, listen, I know some of the brightest people.
Mm-hmm.
They are some of the most intelligent people that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to details of minute execution of something,
mm-hmm.
They can't put a light bulb in a socket.
I understand what you're
saying. And what I'm saying is, as bright as America is, as many people as they have there, they do some things that are very, very inept, and it's not rocket science. And what I'm saying is our government right now, the way they are very, very bright. Yeah, they can see the hairs on your chest, but they don't know how to go about getting it done without going out and going outside the law.
Well, I mean, it has nothing to do with going outside the law.
That's an analogy. What I'm saying is they are – The procedures that are going on, if you look in your government offices locally, the monies that they spend, and let's bring this local. They bought a white whale called the Old Southside Hospital, the Renaissance Building.
Okay.
So who buys a building that's in bankruptcy and then buys a debt that's of the building that's in bankruptcy?
Well, I understand.
Okay, okay. Now, let's really understand this. You now, the building that they were in over on Garland, over on the east side,
mm-hmm.
who has a lease that no that you have you go through four or five administrations, but nobody reads the lease again, so nobody knows that they have to fix their own roof?
Right.
I mean, no, listen to what I'm saying, Jeff. Listen to what I'm saying. And this goes on for decades.
Okay.
These same people, many of them, have gone on to bigger and better things and projects as far as when it comes to the economy. It goes to politics. And they're they go and hire their friends and their family. They have great military people. But when it goes down to getting things done, I am not surprised. I am not surprised that they skipped on computers. Who in the world has a policy that says you have to print every email that you have?
The United States government not only has to print every email that they have because of what just happened, they have a policy where they have a backup that goes to another backup that goes to another backup.
That has to be manually backed up.
It doesn't. No, it does not have to be manually backed up. It's automatically backed up.
And it, again, and if
that's why they built the facility.
And if you don't check it, it doesn't get backed up.
It's not true.
Okay.
It's not true. You keep saying this, and I keep telling you, no, they don't,
yes,
the systems have nothing to do with
that. I am a computer person. Everything, every flaw that goes into a computer is done because of a person.
I wish we could get somebody from the United States government that was not tied into the administration a certain way, and so they could tell you that the fail-safe system, they're called fail-safe systems, that they have, that don't allow any data to be lost, period.
And what I'm
nothing
saying
is lost
is,
that the government
and what
does.
I'm saying is human error goes into computer
no,
error.
No, it
because
does not.
Yes,
not
it does.
Point.
What'd you say, Stanley?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah,
you're not
sure
in agreement.
Yes,
Jeff, I have 10 years. Wait, Jeff.
I can't hear you. Stanley, stop.
Wait.
Stanley.
Jeff. Like,
no, Stanley. Wait a minute. I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Okay. 2 seconds, Jeff. Sorry, Tracy. I agree with you. You are completely right, Tracy. First of all, Jeff, you don't know the thing about IT. I have 10 years of experience in IT, and I'm telling you, human error could fuck up, okay, basically jeopardize everything that you're saying. We didn't go get the best people possible to resolve the issue of the healthcare. We basically went to go get a contract on CGI. Instead of saying to people, we want to get the best person who could do a website that basically can allow people, 6 million or whatever, 20 million, to basically go and register to become in the healthcare thing. He didn't do that. He didn't go get the best. He could have got the best people, and trust me, he would have never had those problems if he wanted to get the best. He could have done an open contract to people on
IT.
Trust me, people who are 10 times more billion, people who invest in IBM could have done something amazing for that. That's number one. So don't think that just because, and I agree with it, there's a lot of people who are in IT and everything, don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of people and everything. I'm sure if we were with privately, we'd do a lot more better job than what you're saying. The email thing and everything, it could have happened for many reasons. We have to look at it straight again and not go in theory and say, oh, it happened because Obama wanted. No, it could happen because a human error was done. It could happen for many reasons. We need to sit down and find out what happened, what's the program, and we could look at it very easily by looking all the stuff that happened. How come the email wasn't done, wasn't registered? And we could go and we could see line by line if
I mean,
you want
there
to.
Is. What I'm saying is, I understand that they have fail-safe, quote-unquote, fail-safe systems, but every fail-safe system has a person that actually wrote it. There's a person. There are people that are involved in the computer process. And even if you have a team of people and they're all over the place, that's why hackers can actually go into a Target and and they actually sit down in their homes and you got young kids who sit down and they actually hack into systems and tear up the world. You have to understand.
That's true.
Computers.
What systems do they hack into?
They hack into public. Listen, there was a guy, and I can't think of his name, and I can't think of his name right now, and I'll try to bring it to my memory. There was a guy who hacked into the NSA. He hacked into the Department of Justice less than 5 years ago.
The young boy.
And he checked, I want to say his name was
Zorro. He's the same guy who broke the scandal down in Steubenville. What was his name?
Yes.
I can't think of his name. But you have to understand, everything, there's nothing that is fail-safe when you're dealing with computers. And if I am good enough, and if you do not have the best, and the government says they have the best, but you don't have the best because the people who are actually appointing these people have no clue of what they're doing.
Once again.
That's how you get people like President Obama in office who have no clue of actually running anything because he's never managed anything because he's inept also.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
And that's
that.
How you have the VA. That's how you have files. There is no reason. There is no reason that they cannot actually go and digitize all those military files within a year. They have scanners. You put them in, you face them down, it actually reads it through an OCR, and it actually goes and files it where you want it to go. It goes where it wants to go. And there are people who can do this at an instant. The problem is, what we're trying to say, you may be right in some of the conspiracy that you have, but this government, is inept because the people are inept.
Not true, plain and simple. Just because you say it is and you want it to be. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, just follow along with me. Now, you're going to say that people hack in the systems. What system are they hacking?
They're hacking to the NSA.
Okay.
They're hacking to the Department of Justice. They shut down the Pentagon.
Can we walk with this?
Yes.
Okay, let's walk with this. Okay, so they got into these systems. Now, did they get in the real-time system, or did they get into the system of what was saved and backed up?
They got into the whole system and shut the whole Pentagon down.
I said.
You asked me.
They didn't shut the whole Pentagon
down.
They shut the Pentagon that you can see down.
No, because it was not. Yeah, they didn't even report it. And the only reason why people knew about this, and then it was not reported, but you had to go into the hacker's news to find out what this kid did.
Okay.
Because they did not want anyone to know just how much damage he did to the systems of the United States of America, because nobody was supposed to be able to penetrate it.
Once again, I understand the hacker thing, and I understand that there are certain degrees and levels that people can get into. And it took a man that was on the inside to get the information, of the intelligence information that took out certain things that the government, the man that's living in Russia right now, he was on the inside.
This is not about Snowden. Snowden stole documents that were already there. This young man,
he stole them electronically.
Listen, he stole them, but he was inside when he stole them. This guy shut it down from the outside, sitting at a computer in his house.
Can I tell you this? The system that man from outside hacked into is not the system that Snowden hacked into.
And we understand that.
Okay, so I'm telling you, the system that Snowden hacked into was probably one of the levels that was a little higher than the one you could possibly get into from the other end. And they have safeguards that make sure that there's certain information that you cannot find out.
And what I'm saying, Jeff, is there are people out there.
Okay.
And the government, when we're talking about simple emails, and they are supposed to, if you have standalone machines that are not hardwired into the system that you're talking about, and they're only hardwired into a local server, that local server, say just like here.
You said an if.
Okay, but I'm saying a lot of times, you would assume that all files that are controlled by the government would be uploaded into this main server that is in an off-site location where all files of the government are stored.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is, if I choose as an IT person to take, and my budget won't allow me to get the people that will hook into this main server, I can have a local server where I store all the information. But if they're talking about as the inadequate machines that they had at the local level, at the federal level, and it was not patched into Iowa or wherever this offsite storage place is, then they have total control of it right there. And what I'm saying is, with the budget cuts that are going on within our bureaucracy trying to save money, I am not surprised that they were not doing what they were supposed to be doing whether it be printing everything out or whether it be backing everything up or whether it be uploading, because what it does is it goes from your PC to a local server. That local server is supposed to back up into another off-site server. That takes people. That takes people because you have to make sure that the timelines, you got to make sure generators, you got to make sure everything is working in sync. If you have somebody sitting outside smoking cigarettes all day long, it does not mean that the job is getting done. And if you don't believe that we have people who are part of our government right now who are just inadequate in their job performance, they're this just there, they're supposed to be doing the job, but you can't get rid of them, and they're hidden, and it's working from the top down and the bottom up. It's all the same. And we're having a hard time finding people to work in private industry, let alone going into a government job where they shut down at 4:30.
I mean, I understand your passion. I understand your emphaticness. But what you're saying just does not have nothing to do with the truth.
Okay.
Just as plain and simple, backup systems are secret and for the government, and you don't see them. There's no such thing as an IRS not having a backup that backs up every single thing that happens on anybody's computer that works for the IRS, because they have to be coded a certain way. They do it. They know it's there. It might be expensive. It might be difficult to get it off that master roll. And those master rolls, those backups, there's several of them, not just one, not just a driver. You can't destroy our computer and destroy information.
Yeah. Does it take people in personal involvement?
It takes a whole lot of people. But the thing is to maintain the system.
So to get it from one place to another, will it take a personal involvement?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
It takes somebody to design
your
machine.
Mic is on. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you, Eric?
I'm okay. So y'all having a pretty lively debate.
He ain't listening. Hey.
That's right, because I know better.
I know you know better, but I know computers.
Well, I've been involved with them in the military, so I know back then what they did.
But
I know what you're saying does not have any bearing on today.
And I know what we do today. We call the cloud. I know how we back up stuff, and I know, and I've worked in government long enough to know that if you got to have people involved and you got hackers involved, and there's some crazy.
You named 20 things that happened on a local level.
No,
nincompoops on this local level.
It's all the same. Those same.
It's not all the same.
Because the same local people go get hired by people when I go to the White House. When you appoint me, they don't hire the best, Jeff.
Tracy, you don't understand. And that's all I got to tell you. You don't understand what it means to have top secret situations, and sometimes when they have to print things and it's called for eyes only, and then all these different levels of security that they have, they process information in huge amounts. Why do you think they're building the huge storage facility?
And when
it was just for phone communication.
Jeff, can I say this? 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I would give you that. But let me say this to you. That huge facility that they used to have.
No, they're building right now.
Let me finish. That huge facility that even if they're building it right now, let me really tell you that it's not as big as it has to be, because right now, data storage is so overwhelmingly minute when it comes to storage of data. It's unbelievable. And when I say that, the phones that we carry around, my first PC was a monster big box. It was almost as big as half of this table. And it was not as powerful as the phone that we carry.
Right.
Yeah, nowadays,
because the memory storage
data,
when you look at that little micro disc that has 32 gigs of information, I didn't have 32 bytes of amber screen. So it's changing.
It's compressed nowadays. So it's like nowadays it's being compressed. So it's a lot easier to store.
It is amazing.
I agree with you, Tracy. The telephone that you have right now could be, back in the days, could replace a computer in the 1980s. So we don't have the same technology, Jeff. You can't compare the 1980s when you were in the military compared to what we are now. We are 1,000 times more advanced in computer that you were in the 1980s. The military, the way that you used to do soap guard and things like that, we don't do that anymore.
Hey, Stan.
The little cell of iPhone or Samsung that you have is the equal of the computer in the 1980s.
But a lot of the technology came from the military. But again, what I'm saying to you is I can still isolate this by pulling out a chip, and it takes away from the GPS that is hooked to the satellite where you cannot find me and neither can anyone else. What I'm saying to you is,
if you make a transmission, that is not going to be the case.
But then what I'm saying to you is, if we're not transmitting, and when I talk about people, somebody, even if you put a computer in there, just like we had a problem with our clock last week. Remember?
Yeah.
It's a computer. The clock was no longer working. So that was systematic, which actually runs from Atlanta, was no longer running like it was supposed to because the clock went off.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having a hard time getting the clock to sync back up because of the technological element of it. And what I'm saying is everything has a man component to it. And if I have and I'll tell you off the air, if I have a person who is not willing to sit here and do that which is necessary to put the clock back into sync, the same thing goes with uploading information. And right now,
Tracy,
in our government, yes,
you guys making my point.
What'd you say, South Carolina?
Tracy, you gotta stop and listen to Jeff real quick, because you know I had the same situation where I had a certain level of clearance that allowed me access to certain information. The technology that we think is so advanced with an iPad, Tracy, I saw that in the military back in 85.
You
know
I'm with
what I'm
you
saying?
On that.
You're talking about computers running at 2.7, 2.9, 3.2 gigahertz. I saw that in 85. The technology existed then. You just didn't have it in available to the civilian world. Fiber optic interfaces. Fiber optic communication was operating at a very high level.
Very high level.
Back in 85. All this existed. How advanced the stuff was in the military that we don't even see.
I agree.
If you can imagine this technology was available back in the 80s, mm-hmm. Can you imagine what the military has now that they are not revealing to
Precisely
us?
Precisely my point.
But what I'm saying is I'm not negating that they don't have extra technology. I'm talking about the procedures at the levels inside Washington, D.C.
It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to tell you is automatic.
And
that
what I'm
certain
trying...
that certain stuff is always being looked at, being recorded and done at a very, very high level.
I'm trying to tell you, Jeff, it ain't that. I'm telling you, no, it
I'm
ain't.
I'm telling you it is.
It ain't. I'll be right back.
Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Are once again dropping bombs in Iraq. The Pentagon says two planes hit Islamic militants towing artillery in the north.
The first bombs of this renewed conflict in Iraq were 500-pound weapons dropped from two jet fighters onto a single piece of ISIS artillery that the Pentagon claims was firing at Kurdish defenses protecting their capital, Erbil. Commanders went ahead with the bombing based on President Obama's orders last night to defend Erbil and the American diplomats and military working there.
ABC News White House correspondent Ann Compton. The president said these airstrikes would be limited. The U.S. also is dropping humanitarian aid. In Israel, the three-day ceasefire ended with militants in Gaza firing missiles into Israel and that country resuming strikes, one of which Palestinian authorities say killed a 10-year-old boy. As for talks between Israel and Hamas in Cairo, Mark Regev, the spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says they're off.
The whole process was based on a premise of nonviolence. That's no longer there.
In Hawaii, Tropical Storm Isel finally made landfall. After slowing down substantially in the last few hours, ABC's Clayton Sandell is on the Big Island.
Even though Izelle is no longer a hurricane, officials are warning people not to let their guard down. There are still high winds, heavy rains, and the fear of mudslides and even flash flooding is still very real until the system moves completely out.
But the more powerful Hurricane Julio is on the way, still not expected to make a direct hit. In South Africa, the trial of Olympic track star Oscar Pistorius is going to last about one more month. The judge just announced the verdict will come on September 11th. Back here, the Labor Department says American productivity was up 2.5% in the second quarter. That's better than economists predicted. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 22, the NASDAQ up 6. This is ABC News.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
A long weekend ahead in Rowena, Oregon, where a wildfire still is threatening homes.
Firefighters east of Portland say they have 0% containment as flames spread across tinder dry land. Jennifer Pincock lost her home. It burned to the ground.
It's the thought of being homeless is something I never thought I'd have to face.
She says she had no time to grab her belongings.
Everything was melted. Everything was black. Everything was wet. My whole life is in there. Everything, all of our stuff.
Some people have been allowed to go home, but the fire continues to burn. Alex Stone, ABC News.
If you've had a hard time getting a loan, the credit scoring company FICO is about to change the way your credit score is calculated, no longer giving as much weight to bills paid through collection agencies or to outstanding medical bills. 40 years ago today, America's 37th president said this.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
President Nixon at the climax of the Watergate scandal. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
Wings and Wheels, Saturday, August 9th, tractors and motorcycles. Sunday, August 10th, airplanes and classic cars. Live music, food, aviation demonstrations, airplane rides, and fun for the whole family. At Slo's Airfield, North River Road, Warren, Ohio. Get your discount tickets in advance. Find out more at Ernie Hall. AviationMuseum.org.
Sponsored in part by Trumbull County Tourism.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
If it comes up, it goes out. Weekdays from 9 to noon, listen to Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, plus global topics and news of the day. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Yeah,
We're back. And listen, Tracy and friends, here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. Jeff and I are having a disagreement because I disagree.
I understand.
You think they can argue on the air? You should hear them off the air.
Listen, I want to talk about your...
Jeff is always right. You got to understand that.
I'm not always right.
But I know what I'm talking about with this one.
I mean, I hear you, but I'm sorry. You're not considering certain things.
I'm considering it all.
I'm saying you're not considering certain things.
I'm considering the human factor of this.
Well, human factor has to do with things that humans do. And the only thing humans do nowadays is they take care of the computers.
Okay. Humans write programs.
Yes, they do. So you're going to tell me that the government, who has everybody in it from all different sides,
mm-hmm.
is going to allow somebody to write a program that's going to look in the future and say, Lois Lerner, we're not going to record your email,
no,
we're going to let them disappear.
What I'm saying is, it wasn't about recording their emails. We were talking about the heads, not about the people that are working, not about your IRS files. You're talking about the directors. Her computer can go on and offline based upon.
On and offline to the public's view.
No.
But not to.
Listen.
I'll leave it alone. Let's talk about this.
Stanley, am I correct? He's gone. 440, your mic is on.
Yes, I'd like to make a couple of statements.
Oh, good.
One of them is Jeff is entirely correct about Michelle and her buddy. You know, that was just they're throwing out a few crumbs, and she fouled it up. As far as Lerner, they're just plain lying to us. They have everything is intact. You cannot lose that information. Now, as far as what technology is going on right now, and I'm going to help you make some money. Inside of a mountain in Virginia, their new computer system now is biochemical.
Yeah.
I've been desperately trying to find out what companies are involved in that so I can make some money off of Wall Street. Now, if I can find that out, you can find that out, we're going to make some money. But
I heard that.
This is old, old, old technology. They're just plain lying to us, all right? This is – Jeff was spot on. I mean, this is – you know, most people in this country are so stupid – that they believe the lies. You can't believe the lies. There's no human error. They know that they've got everything, and it's just they're covering so she doesn't go to jail, period.
So wait a minute. So they're covering so that they don't go to jail. So who's covering? Yeah. Is Obama covering for her?
That whole regime. I don't know specifically, but the whole regime. This is why Eric Holder is getting away with murder. I mean, they're all breaking the law like crazy. We're just being lied to. I mean, and everybody buys it. It's like, really? They're breaking every constitutional law that you can think of. But as far as that other stuff, no.
Can I add to this just a little bit? And it happens to a certain degree with any administration that wants to hide something from the public. But that information is there. It's not going nowhere.
So it's going to come up.
Oh,
it's
you're
not
well, it may
or
may not.
It may or may
not.
It may or
may
not. So it's there. And there's no way.
No.
There's no way. Because they said there was other departments.
They're just a lie.
But they have lost emails and they can't find them.
They lost those emails on purpose. They're people that had to do with this case. They all and had to do with other things that point back to the president. And when the president has a security clearance, do you know there's people above that have higher security clearance than the president?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to know that because people think the president knows everything. There's some things the president doesn't know, and they don't let him know. Okay. But the thing is we're talking about a very very high end game here, and in that game there's no room for human error. You have people that die as a result of not doing something and not carrying out their jobs. You know what a spy is? A spy is, you find somebody, they kill these people, and these people are never heard from again. Understand it. They're not playing. So Lois Lerner did not lose any stupid emails. It's just something for a political theater, and the one side may not call it on the other for other reasons because they both have things on each other that they don't want out. And you have to understand, they're not going to necessarily just put it out, and the people suffer as a result.
221, your mic is on.
Hi. Jeff,
hi, how are
correct.
You?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty glad to say. Jeff is correct. One of the things that we look at and we wonder about in the past, but I don't wonder about it anymore, and that is Revelation, the 13th chapter of Revelation. How is this going to come about except by automation? And one of the key things is the word automation. With automation, you eliminate people. And the only thing you need people for at the best is some maintenance. I worked in a plant down here in Lordstown. They put in automation in the welding department, which is where they first start assembling the automobiles, the frame of the car.
Yeah.
And automation eliminated so many people, it was just unreal. When I retired down there, it was only left with a third of the force that it originally started with. So automation is replacing people. And this is one of the reasons why the unemployment situation is the way it is. And we are going to more and more automation. And with this automation, just like Jeff said, an individual cannot do anything with it if it's locked. And they have this fail-safe stuff that's going on now for your computers. And I may not use the correct term, but Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You put this stuff in, it's in there, and it's not ever lost. So Jeff made a statement here the other day, though, that I was interested in, and I'd like to get in touch with him on this. You can teach what you don't know, and Ms. Winbush said you can't teach what you don't know, and I have to agree with her on that. But anyway, I know he rethought that, and I'm hoping that he
that wasn't me.
It wasn't you? Okay, well, it was the other fellow. Yeah, okay, well, it was the other fellow. But anyway, I thought I had a chuckle on that. But this automation thing.
Listen. This is where I think we're missing the point. Even with automation, there is a person. There are people there that are transmitting and or maintaining and or coding automation,
mm-hmm.
because everything is still evolving. Even with automation, you may be doing it with less, but there is someone that is there who is actually working on the automation and or because there's no way that you can do it without people. Now you may control those people, but you can't do it without people. People are still there. People are still working. They're just not as many.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
Tracy.
What,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
440, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I didn't explain myself clearly before. The biochemical, it will enable them to store endless amount of data in a very small area.
Right.
Oh, I understand
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
I agree with.
Hold on. Not only that, it's not eliminating humans. It's also going to be able to download information to you, to your brain.
Right.
I believe that. Now, I'm not negating that. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you on that. There's something called Google Glasses now.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those.
Google Glasses, there's some things that are going on right now in virtual reality. There's a lot of things going on that you can see them going that way because they're talking about trying to get Google contacts now. So I believe that they can actually start importing it and transferring data. I agree with that.
Google Watch.
Yeah, there's some still crazy. There's some crazy stuff out there right now. And
no,
you look
they're
at
trying
it, and it's
to
not,
eliminate that mechanical. It'll be implanted to you. You won't even have to learn it.
It's called RFID.
It'll be implanted to you.
that's implanted.
What,
it's, but it's still a chip.
About.
It's still a piece.
It's not going to be a chip. It's going to be sheer energy.
No. Yes, exactly.
Sheer,
it's not going to be a chip.
Energy.
It's not going to be
no
mechanical.
Chip.
Exactly. Way to go, Jeff. You know, there's somebody out there that thinks like me and that knows
see,
what I'm
knowing. The thing is people think I'm crazy because I read. And the thing is I spend hours looking at things like this and looking at the technologies they've developed and how they've developed them. And so when I see this and I see it start coming, see, people feel a certain way because they're seeing certain things revealed. And, oh, my God, that's amazing. Well, shoot, whatever you think is amazing, the scientists discovered 30 years ago, and they didn't let it out to you yet until they got something more amazing to use while you're busy trying to divulge, digest.
Listen, what I'm saying is,
yeah.
All they're doing is testing their theory based upon a step process. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Floyd. I haven't talked to you in a while. Is this open mic?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that, you know, before it started with me, listen, I owned a home. I had four cars in the garage. You know, so I know where I was. I know where I was at, and there were a lot of people that know where I was at. And also, there is a part that I let somebody see that's consistently working, but yet still there are other people saying that is not working. See, that's what the problem is. When some other people see that it is, and some people just can't see that they see, and that's why they're having a problem. You know, that part I haven't showed it, but to a few people, and they are in high positions of authority, so that's pretty much what's going on. So I'm going to just enlighten you on that. That's why they're getting the resistance. And because I asked them not to show them, and they realized that it was important not to show them. And they're not showing them.
All right, that's a good thing, bro.
You know, so I'm going to cut it right there, all right?
All right, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Hey, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Michael Savage. I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse. Once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is, as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
We're not going to agree. He's not going to listen because he's always right. And
no,
he's not
no.
listening to me.
Tracy, I know better than what you're
saying.
I
know you know better, but I'm telling you, they are putting people do not want everything traced. They got private. They got separate phones.
Private? Yep.
No, they got separate phones. Mm-hmm. They got separate systems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can have that. But
I am in, and I was just telling you, I am in this room. We have a system that is set up that is hooked up to Atlanta, and we've got a system that is set up that's hooked up there locally.
Nothing to do with the federal government.
And I'm telling you, all computers in the federal government are not hardwired to this main superframe.
They don't have to be, but they all are backed up by.
They're not all backed up to the same frame.
I didn't say they're backed up to the same.
They're
frame.
Not all
they're
backed up
to another system.
They're not all backed up, Jeff. And even if it is, it's a local server.
Once again,
and he said the problem was with the local server. Now I'm not trying to say that they didn't intentionally destroy everything. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is there is the propensity and the probability that it was a local server and not backed up to the main one.
Go ahead, Tracy, because we're not going to see this because I know best. I know what I'm saying, and I'll put money on it.
I told you,
okay.
I'll put money on it.
Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is
I will gladly. And JJ was the one. Whatever you want.
Welcome back to Tracy and Friends right here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I thought I would start the show since
you did very good.
Okay.
440, I agree. There's unbelievable information, unbelievable data. But what I'm saying is people are smart enough and people are inept enough. And between the two, to keep some stuff off the hard wire. And what I'm saying,
there's no sense to say anything else. It's okay.
And what's that? What's that 440?
Tracy.
What?
It's all. It's backed up by code. Those computers, the government computers. It's all. It's not done by local server. It's code. It's code that they have that goes into a central system. All right,
but
and
not,
it's all
but not
done
all,
by code. It's
but
done
not all
by
the
code. It's automatically done,
sweetheart.
Anything
but
that's
not all
there,
of the computers. Not
level,
all. Not all of the computers are actually on the same system.
Yes,
the thing we're saying,
yes, by code it is. By code,
yeah, that's
it
true.
Is.
That's it's, absolutely true.
It's
but
don't
she's
you know,
saying is
no.
She's using some. She's using state.
No, I'm not using. I've been to D.C. I've seen their offices. I've seen how inept they are. I've seen the congressman's office. I've been to the White House. I've been in the Oval Office. I've seen this. What I'm saying is I understand the technology behind it, and I know what they have. But what I'm saying to you is you can have a system that's offline that does not purport to a government-regulated system in the mountains of Utah.
Then it's not a government computer.
It is not a government computer.
No, it's not a government computer.
To the government. Because
the government bought it. When you leave it there.
If the government bought it and you leave it there, it's recorded somewhere.
Not recorded.
And it's whether it's wirelessly or by being hardwired.
I'm telling you,
it doesn't matter.
There are some things that are not recorded, and they put them there
purpose. If the government created this, they would make something that would make sure that you it would always stay online, that they would know. You know what I mean? Even if you tried with everything in your might to make sure that they didn't know, they would know somehow because they created it.
Because
isn't that how it goes?
No, because there are people like Kwame Kilpatrick.
State workers.
Listen to what I'm saying. There are people like Bill Clinton, who's the president. There are people like Hillary Clinton, who's a senator. But they don't want all emails traced back to them. They don't want all. There are people who are appointed. There's there are things that go on that they don't want all everything to be a part of public and or quote unquote record. Mm-hmm. So they have systems that are not on the same computer hard line that goes into the mainframe.
By what authority?
There is no authority. I mean, it's just.
But how do they do that
then?
Easily, because I mean, all you need is all you need is the internet.
Oh, well, that's not all you need. You need to have, if you're going to do government, and first of all, it's against the law to do government business on a private computer. It's against
the
law.
That's what I said.
So the point is, if you have a certain one that's not necessarily seen by everybody, because that's what you're saying. Really.
No, what I'm saying is
not seen
by certain people. I'm going to give these people the benefit of the doubt, because I think they're smarter than a fifth grader. Learner would be dumb as a box of rocks to send a email that she knew that could not be destroyed on a government computer that she knew that was going to be backed up. Because remember, she is the department head.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be really boo-booed a fool for real.
And she was.
No, she wasn't.
She was because she thought she was protected.
They had to go back in
and play these games. And destroy at a local
these
level
people,
so it'd be hard to trace.
These people ain't Kwame Kilpatrick that send stuff on text message. What I'm saying is all the same. What I'm saying is these guys, there's no way that she would send an incriminating email.
She did it. We already have it.
We already have what?
We have her saying on there that she was targeting these people, and I think we need to go after this one and these people here because of what they believe. They got her saying it. They got her saying it in emails. So my point is this. Yes, she would do that because she is stupid, and that's where you find the stupid people, and that's why the president's people had to go in and pull an Olivia Pope and try to destroy it on a certain level and then play politics on the high end because it's very expensive to get that to recover that information off that master computer. And the thing is whether it's worth it or not, whether it rises to
a certain level.
Why is it expensive to get it off the master
because
computer?
Because it's on there with a whole lot of other sensitive information.
No, Jeff. You can't give me that we got this great stuff, but this is going to be expensive because all you have to do is a Google search on your mainframe.
There's no such thing as Google on this computer. All you have to do is a search.
It's a query. If you want to use technical terms, it's a query. All you have to do is a query on your mainframe and ask for anything. All learner emails can be pulled up. They have them.
That's why the guy said, "After all, we might still have them." I don't know if we have them. He keeps going back and forth. Why do you think he's vacillating? He's vacillating because they haven't played the politics about whether Lerner goes to jail or not, and so Republicans are probably waiting for midterms to see what's going to happen. And maybe they make a deal. Well, we won't send it to jail if we win the midterms or this that. You don't understand. This is where they play these games at. This woman should be in jail, under the jail.
Why should she be in jail if she did it as the direction of the President of the United States?
Because she did it. She had no business doing it.
She did.
And he should be out of office. But that's there. You go with the, you have the President can insulate himself from these things very easily because all he has to do is say this is a matter of executive privilege or executive information which could hurt the security of the United States of America, and they hide behind that. Bush did it, Clinton did it, they all did it. So the thing is whether we like it or not, it's happening. And they're way far past us on this information thing. So when we think, what we think we see, they're so far past that. It doesn't make any sense. They're way past that. Way. We are living in the Stone Age compared to what they actually have working.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
We have particle wave beams that destroy things.
I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm not saying that.
And there's no human can stop it because it's not humanly done. You have humans that designed a system that records everything that happens.
Jeff, I'm not saying that that's not true. I don't understand. I'm not saying that's not true.
Okay, I can see it.
What I'm saying to you is I can have a government computer that's not hardline to the mainframe.
It doesn't matter. It's still going to transfer information. Then it's not a government computer. It can't be.
She was in Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She was in Cincinnati. Still got her information.
Listen, what I'm saying. She was in Cincinnati, and there are some machines that access all public information,
mm-hmm.
and there are some machines that do not access government files. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
And she may have sent it from a non-secured PC on her desk.
All the more reason why it's absolutely dealt with. Those things don't go uncaught. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They don't let anything go by.
Okay.
They have it all.
I'm done. I've talked to you for an hour for this.
I'm saying,
and I'm done.
We don't need to go through it no more.
I'm done.
But
you still don't get it.
Past us, Trace. They're way past us.
It's not about being past.
Sure it is.
No,
way,
Jeff.
Way past.
Way not past.
I don't think you guys will ever be done with this discussion.
Way not.
I want to talk about the idiot president.
Why do you want to talk about the president?
Because of him.
Well, I don't call him an idiot because he's not.
He's not an idiot.
Okay. How about the president that doesn't have good judgment because
he has no idea what he's doing.
If he had left 10,000 troops in the country of Iraq to keep the peace, we wouldn't even be having to do airstrikes and protect people up on mountains and give humanitarian aid. How about that?
I mean, foreign policy, he has no idea.
He has no idea, and it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, Pianki, your mic's on.
Hello.
Good morning.
I see where your president is trying to cut deals with African countries. And from all articles on the subject, reading the comments, nobody's going for it. I'm so happy that people today are much, much more intelligent than they were decades ago, mainly with the advent of mass communication like the internet and also social media. Some of the responses I seen, I was quite proud of. Once I seen the best, I said America need to wait in line, wait her turn. She's had 500 years, nothing to show for it. Goodbye. And you know, with this deal that's going on in Iraq, it just goes to show that the failures, you know, the country don't want to, you got powers over there, you got factions over there that would continue to do as they're doing for the next thousands of years. So at some point, the United States has already expended $1 trillion in that area that you don't have, and it's going to have to be thrown into the future on generations that's yet to be born. At what point in time do you say enough is enough? Let those countries take care of their own problems. Thank you, Tracy.
May I answer, Bianchi?
Sure.
Bianchi, the only reason why you can't is because Iraq is full of energy and resources. And when you get these crazies like ISIS that get a hold of those resources and enrich themselves, they get in, they get real antsy and they froggy and they want to leap some more. And they're going to leap to another country, then they're going to leap to another because they'll have the resources to do it. That's why George Bush had a contingency of people in the country to stabilize the country because Saddam Hussein had gone off the rails. We invested in Saddam Hussein. We put Saddam Hussein in power. Jimmy Carter put Saddam Hussein in power. Let's not forget that. Okay, so now when it comes down to something, we see that Mr. Clinton put into law regime change in Iraq was absolutely necessary. It was imperative to do it. He funded it. He funded it, and he put in that country our CIA operatives and what do you call the people to go fight for anybody if you hire them? Mercenaries.
Mercenaries.
They went into that country to overthrow it. And that's why you went into Iraq, even, you know, you knew he had weapons because we gave them to him. So that was no issue. And he wasn't going to let you know what he didn't have anymore because he had an enemy in Iraq. Him and Iraq.
Well, if I may respond.
Yeah.
If I may respond.
Hold on, Stanley. Go ahead, Bianchi.
You know, just the idea of Clinton going in, overthrowing other duly elected governments, it's totally crazy. That's one of the things that the African leaders were saying. Your idea is to build military bases in Africa, where the China idea is to build infrastructure and provide the technology that we need where we can support ourselves. It's totally asinine, and the world is not buying it any longer. They have
hold
no business overthrowing
hold
leaders.
On,
they have
hold
no
on,
business
Pianchi.
Overthrowing
Pianchi.
Duly elected
Listen,
leaders.
Listen, Bianchi, you're going to follow my lead today or we won't play. Because I need to pull Stanley in before I take my break. Go ahead, Stanley.
No, I agree with Bianchi. Jeff, I'm sorry. It's not going to work anymore. The rest of the world is basically saying we're tired of us, tired of you trying to interfere in other people's business. Let them run their country. It's their country. It's not United States. It's not United Iraq. It's their country. They're allowed to do whatever they want to do in their country. Like, we're allowed to do whatever we want to do in our country. Let them run their country. Let other countries run their country. We can help them out and everything, money-wise and everything. We do not have the right to police other people's countries. I'm sick and tired of us doing that. I'm sick and tired of us always doing that. We've been doing it for 20, 30 years, and look what it brought us. The rest of the world is tired of us of doing that. Let's stop doing this. We're not supposed to be the police of the world.
Go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead, AJ.
I can agree with that, what Stanley said partially, and I can also agree what Jeff is saying partially because I believe that I'm even tired of us fighting everyone else's battles in other countries. And I believe, and this is what I would do, until whatever another country is doing is threatening our country, we need to stay out of it.
But actually, isn't all of it threatening our country?
Yes.
Because actually,
yes, because
everything that goes on almost across this globe, we've underwritten. We'll be right back.
Threatening America. Threatening America, my ass.
Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. Jeff is tripping because he found a song he ain't heard in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I'd take him back a few years. I've been trying to find this for a while, and I just figured it out. AJ, way before your time.
It's always way before my
way before your time. It's like you were a glimmer. You weren't even. Your parents don't know.
I'm the only one close to your age, AJ.
Yeah, you are, Jeff. Jeff is only a couple years ahead of me in high
That's
school.
That's right,
Eric. Do you know anything about this?
What was that?
You know anything about this one?
The song?
Yeah. You don't know nothing, do you?
No.
You don't know nothing. Oh man! You don't know nothing about this, do you?
No, I don't know. I'm ashamed of
right. Me and Eric both.
Eric, now wait a minute. Aren't you like 40 in your 40s?
Yeah, early 40s.
Oh, you're early 40s. Okay, because this was Jeff's era. I was just trying to tag along.
I don't know nothing about this song, Tracy. What's the group called?
Baby Brother Man.
Yeah, Baby Brother.
It's called Baby Brother.
Oh.
It's called Baby Brother Man.
Tell you what.
What?
I have learned so much new music since I've been.
Mark says the same. Mark Manji says the same
yeah,
thing.
I've known you for a year, and I just some of the music that you play, it's just like, this is an eye opener.
It's like a groove.
Yeah, I know.
Mark has good taste.
The thing is, I'm sure I probably heard that growing up. I just don't remember.
Actually, it was on a B side. It was never the hit. It was always my favorite.
See, my thing is I like a variety of music, but I never, ever, ever listen to what you play. I mean, I've listened to classic country, classic rock, modern rock, modern country, you know, pop.
Have you ever heard of rhythm and blues?
You know, pop,
Motown,
pop,
soul.
I've heard of these genres of music, but I never listened to them. And when I do, I'm like, this is actually kind of cool. So it opens up a new genre of music for me to listen
That's
to.
That's correct.
You he heard us do Can't Get Next to You by the Temptations the other night.
Can turn a great
down.
I knew that one.
You guys,
that.
I really was.
I'm glad you were. We were glad to see you.
The only reason why you guys knew that is because you heard it on a movie.
Making rain.
All right, yeah, that's probably the truth.
That's what happens. It goes on for years, and when it goes to a soundtrack, it's like, oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Heard it through the grapevine, you know, Temptations.
special one is how I knew.
Hey, good morning. I think that's not so blind, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. That was on the B side. The other side was Lester Maddox protesting that he was not really a racist. That was what was on the other side of that record.
Mike.
What?
You have issues.
I know.
And
you need to
go to the doctor.
Yes,
Dr. Brandy will be in next week.
Good.
It's
I'll
time.
Be looking forward to that show.
It's time.
But,
it's time.
Yeah, it's too bad because a lot of the B-sides of stuff is really, really good.
Some great music.
When I was a kid, I had a part-time job at working for a place that repaired jukeboxes. So when they cleaned them out, all those old 45s I used to get to take home for nothing. And because I couldn't see the labels, I would just put them on the record player and it didn't care A or B-side. And I heard a lot of great music from those days of the 50s and early 60s because I would listen to the B-side and go, gee, I don't recognize this song. Yeah. And there was a lot of good stuff. Yeah, yeah. No, that was a good song.
My brother-in-law was responsible for a hit, King Floyd's Groove Me, because of that. The B-side of Groove Me was going to be the A-side of the record, but King Floyd had given my brother-in-law, who was a DJ down in New Orleans at the time, a demo, and he played it at his niece's party. And he said, man, he said, you're getting ready to make the wrong song your hit. He said, Groove Me is the one.
Yeah.
And they looked at it again twice, and they released it as Groove Me. He's written up in a book called I Hear You Talking.
You know, the problem with the music industry in yesterday, and I was checking out some people that are really making it big on the Internet now, but the problem with the Internet, it was based on a select group of people who would choose what side would be A and what side would be B.
Right.
And it wasn't, and not always was it a people that actually appreciated music. They were just in it for the business of it.
Right.
Did you see James Brown movie yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, you got to go see it.
Tracy, you had a whole tribute last week to James Brown. You haven't gone seen the movie yet?
I just realized I haven't been to a theater since the last movie I saw.
Fantastic.
The
last movie,
Jeff? Hold
on. Correct?
Hold on. Was Jerry Poindexter in the movie?
No, not that I saw.
You couldn't find him in there?
Not. I don't think they had anybody live there.
No, not live, but I mean, who played Jerry Poindexter?
That I don't know.
Who played Frankie Halfaker?
They didn't.
It wasn't no good movie.
I didn't. They gave you what was going on with it, and they couldn't possibly all the people that James Brown knew. But
if they didn't do Youngstown.
I had to leave the last 20 minutes or 25 minutes because my daughter got sick at work. She ate something bad.
If they didn't have Youngstown in the movie, it wasn't factual.
I ain't going to say that.
Hold on. It wasn't factual. Did they have him going to jail in Youngstown?
It wasn't. They had him going to jail.
No, it wasn't in Youngstown. No, if it wasn't downtown and on Phelps, it wasn't real. Listen, I got to hold on. 512, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just thought y'all's show was interesting. What are y'all talking about?
Well, right now it's just an open mic. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Well, welcome to Ohio.
Hey, man.
Thank you for having me.
Tracy.
All my exes live in Texas.
That's
yes,
right.
South Carolina.
Tracy, listen, I found out something close very enough. Interesting. Me and Not So Blind Mike discussed it the other day. Upon going to the Ancestry.com website, I was doing some family history, and I found out that my great-great-great-grandfather, the first one that I could track, was a member of the 51st Infantry of the Union Army. He was a Civil War veteran, which was kind of interesting.
So did you find out that you were related to Reverend Lee, General Lee, too?
Nah, I didn't work on that one. I wasn't looking.
I'd say that Ancestry.com is quite a sight.
It's interesting.
It's like when you go to Ellis Island over in New York. We went to Ellis Island when we went to New York, and we tracked my dad's side family history, and it's not that far back even. And then when I checked out Ancestry, it was almost the same as when you're on Ellis Island tracking your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely quite an interesting site.
What was cool about what South Carolina shared was His great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was born in 1820, and he found a voting record in 1915. At 95 years old, he was voting because of his meritorious service. I thought this was so cool, South Carolina. He was granted the right to vote.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I went to that site too, and I found out that my great-great-grandfather was the first black man known in business in West Virginia.
Wow.
Eddie Hamburger thing.
Wow.
I went to that site too, and I couldn't find nothing I wanted.
What part of Texas are you from, Texas?
You don't go, no, it's not Match.com.
Mike, hold on. Young lady from Texas, what part of Texas are you from?
I'm near Austin.
Okay.
Austin.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's funny you mentioned voting because there's this big issue now about racism and voting because there's these activists that you've heard of preclearance, right?
What's preclearance? No.
Well, they're wanting to hold the people who are in charge of the voting booths, you know, where citizens go to vote, accountable. Because it has been rumored that they have been counting out votes based off of people's race. So, they're trying to pass a bill saying that if you are suspected of overlooking somebody's vote based on their race or doing that at all, we're gonna investigate it. And it's been appealed and repealed and repealed and rejected so many times and saying, well, there's no problem with that. We don't overlook black people's votes. So what they did to prevent them from doing that, where someone could actually look into it, is they actually included votes from black people and Hispanic people and Asians. But what they did was they took record of when black people would go to vote, like the most black people go to vote, and then they would cancel that day.
Let me ask you this. See, this is my problem. We have a problem with people going to vote, and they may or may not be citizens. And it's when you're looking down in Texas, Arizona, California, and Florida, there's a high propensity that you're going to get people who are not citizens voting in the elections because there is no validation system. But when you have it where you have to actually have a driver's license and or state where you're from, so you have to have an ID of some type, that actually precludes you in some areas except for California.
Because
California, you can get a license, I believe, if you are without showing your citizenship. Am I correct? Is it the same way in Texas?
I think illegals are allowed to vote, and that's what's messed up is, like, why is it that we are overlooking black people voting, but yet we're allowing people who are not even legal here to vote, you know?
Black people are not having a problem voting. Black people are having a problem going to vote.
They're not
having a problem voting. I mean, seriously, there may be some areas and there may be some myths about black people having a problem voting. But very, very seldom will you find it where there is black people having a problem voting. Their problem is black people are not voting.
Oh.
That's the issue.
No.
And so
you can't preclude
because you hear something on a internet site and or you hear some wacko people talking about, I went to go vote and they canceled my vote. It's very, very highly unlikely that that's happening.
I will say this, though. When I was in American history, We talked a lot about when black people first got the right to vote and how hard, even when they got the right to vote, that they could vote because there was, you know, the grandfather clause,
right.
And there was, you know, you had to take a test, and that
Jim
test
Crow
was,
laws,
yeah,
right.
Jim Crow, how almost impossible it was to pass that test.
Correct.
And I will say that, and black people were begging to vote. And what Tracy's saying now is it's even hard to get black people to vote now.
Correct.
So when I look back, it's like, wow, these people were fighting to vote, and they had every right to vote. And now what you're saying is that it's even hard to get them
But it comes from education.
Hey,
it comes from knowledge. Hold on, Pianki. It comes from knowledge. And if you don't understand the power behind the vote and the mechanisms and the maneuverability of the vote, then you will not appreciate that which people died for you to get. Mm-hmm. And what they told you was to go to vote, but they never told you how to exercise your vote, mm-hmm. how to make your vote work for you.
Sure did.
And because they never taught people, and they have not taught black or white people how to exercise, because exercise is an active part of the process. You don't just go vote. And if you don't know the exercise of the vote, then you will never get understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pianki?
Well, you know, that statement about blacks fighting to vote and so forth is kind of misleading, because that only went on in the South. Blacks up North was always voting. You know, black men was voting, had the right to vote before white women.
Pianki, that's not true.
It is true. Black males, blacks were voting up South in the North before they never had problems voting in the North.
They had problems voting in the North.
They had huge problems voting
in the North. In Michigan and Detroit.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Targeting artillery controlled by militant ISIS fighters in the North.
The president authorized...
Anybody still on?
I am.
Yeah, that old saying about saying that blacks in the was fighting and dying, that went on in the South, which brought about the Voting Rights Act of 1965. But blacks was voting in the northern cities, absent of the South, since time immemorial. And with the advent of the 19th Amendment, which gave the right for women to vote, black males actually had the right to vote before white women did.
That's 100% true.
So, you know, when people put out that information and don't clarify it, it's misleading, and it's further mislead individuals and get them confused. And next thing they'll be saying, it's like the same thing that they say that every 20 years Congress has to vote for blacks to have the right to vote. That is entirely misleading.
Yeah, okay, I remember I heard that. That came up in 2007, and I had just pretty much knocked down, drag out argument with a lady concerning that, and she called me stonewalled a liar. I'm like, you're crazy.
But
what I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying it's right or anything. I'm just saying that politics, they play these dirty games, sort of, where they, you know, they play these dirty games where they take record, they take statistics of when black people vote and then, you know, cancel those days, or they make it more challenging also. And
well, here's the thing. Now that if someone's doing that, that's highly illegal and it's a federal offense. It's a felony. But what you've got is when you give a person a specific amount of time to vote, and they don't take that responsibility to go and vote, then you really can't blame the law for it. Like here in the state of South Carolina, you can have an absentee ballot, some 30 days before the election. In other states, you got, you know, the same thing. So, you know, if they don't take advantage of it, that's not voter suppression. That's just somebody just being lazy.
Well, you know, they have voter suppression in black neighborhoods, too. As soon as you go to the polls, the first thing they want to do is indulge you with a Democratic slate.
Yep.
And so on and so on. Yeah. No, voter intimidation. It's not suppression, it's intimidation. I'm sorry. So if what Tracy just got through saying, or the gentleman on her show got through saying, then Section 5 of the Voters' Rights Act would have applied to all 50 states. It only applied to what, 5, 6, 7, 8
states
in the South?
Yep, that's it. Just those states. They could not change anything anything regarding elections without the prior approval of the Department of Justice.
That's right. 100% right.
And that's wrong. That is basically discriminating against all those five states.
Yeah. And some, you know, I think that the blacks, just like anybody else, at some point get voter apathy. And you know, you got people here in Missouri, in my area, that's winning state legislative seats with just 79 or 80 votes. Can you imagine that?
Are you serious?
The U.S. Congress seat, Lacey Clay, he only has 30,000 votes. He wins elections.
How big is his district?
Oh, his district has the number. What is it, 700,000? Each congressional district has to represent that number of people.
And he wins with 30,000 votes. Wow.
Yes. State rep seats, I've seen one candidate had like 79 votes or something. Hey, Rodney Hubbard, a friend of mine, he won by 35 votes and lost by 39 votes. 400 votes. 1,800 votes. Yeah, you can send that many people to the club. Give them a free drink.
Yep.
South Carolina, good morning. Bianchi, good morning.
Good morning.
800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Darling. Oh.
No, you didn't.
Married, we'll have a big celebration and send invitations to all our friends and relations, and we'll have a ball dancing and all when we get married. When the bells ring.
Wow.
1970. You trying to get married, Tracy?
Yeah, I am.
Straight hand?
Yeah, I don't think so. No. No, I don't think so. You know, it's too tough.
The wedding we
I try to tell you.
No, it's too tough. A straight hand, no. Maybe, what's his name? What's his name? That guy right there.
Lil John.
Lil John. Lil Wayne. Is his name Lil John?
Lil John.
Lil
yeah.
John. As long as he keeps the grill out.
What?
I do a cover of that one right there.
Which one?
I picked up RDIO, and you guys can go there, RDIO.com. And friend, you know, it's a wonderful music site. You find a lot of music that you don't see everywhere. You can find the whole album, listen to it. And we'll be having, pretty soon you'll be able to go to Tracy and Friends, click on there. Hopefully you'll subscribe there and go over there, sign up, and help us out. We have a huge affiliate program. Carbonite's on there. There'll be Audible on there. And we're going to be asking you to go to our website, listen to us, and click. And
nice.
You'll be able to find us. So I'm kind of cool.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Bianchi.
You know, finishing what I was saying, you know, that's like that old saying that you hear people say, that every 20 years Congress have to vote to give blacks the right to vote. And
yeah.
Another point, Section 5 of the 1965 Voters Rights Act only covers 5 states, or maybe a few more, and I don't know the exact number. Maybe
I thought it was
just
9 states.
Okay, well, I didn't know right offhand. Only covered 9 states. So the other 41 states, blacks had the right to vote in all the time. Thank you very much.
No, Bianchi, what I'm saying is...
No!
Listen, hold on. They had the right to vote, but they did not have the ease of the vote.
I don't want us to
belabor that topic too long. There was a right to vote, and yes, there were more laws in the South that would prohibit people from voting, but in the North, they didn't have the easement of vote as they should have. But then they might not have
buses to come pick them up, but they could go to the poll and vote.
Well, they shouldn't have buses now, if you ask me. But that's just my personal thought. Because I believe you can get everywhere else you can get to the polls, and it's not that far from your house. That's just my personal preference. Texas, what were you saying?
I was going to say that there was a problem in Shelby County, Alabama. The ACLU intervened on the Alabama State Conference, and because they said that the voting rights were directly impacted by the county's challenges. The Court of Appeals upheld of Section 5 Voting Rights Act as a proper exercise of Congress's power to protect against voting discrimination. Shelby County then sought Supreme Court review, which was granted. An oral argument took place. A decision is expected to be announced June.
What are you sweetie? What are you reading?
I was trying to find where it said they rejected that.
Remember, this past year, the Supreme Court struck down a portion of the Voter Rights Act, and
yeah.
It was not because. Okay, now listen. It was not because that there should not be laws in reference to making voting equal with everyone. It was because it had sectioned out only so many states, which was Arizona, Mississippi, South Carolina. Texas. I mean, there was a certain, because before any voting laws were changed in those states, they had to go to the federal government and to Congress to get them changed. And so what the Supreme Court said was it was no longer necessary, and if you were going to have a law for one, you had to have a law. It should be unilaterally for all 50 states of the union. The problem is people took that strike down of the Voting Rights Act and they politicized it instead of educating people on it. And so the laws that should be enacted when it comes to the regulation of voting should not be just targeted to the 9 states or 10 states or 8 states. It should be for all states. But because Congress, as well as the Senate, as well as the President, because everybody is so chicken, because everything is so political now, they won't do anything to make anything uniform so that we can make sure that everyone has free and easy access of voting.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They made it harder for – some states made it harder for minorities to vote, and that was messed up.
They made it harder when?
How they make it harder?
When are you talking about? When did they make it harder? When did they make it harder, sweetheart? Recently or before? Because I'm confused.
In 2006, they started doing an investigation.
They didn't listen. People are not having a hard time voting. They are manipulating people's votes. You have to understand, voting puts money in people's pockets. It gives them power. And if they cannot manipulate the vote, and if they cannot mobilize the vote, then they don't want to deal with the vote. Because if that would be the case, if everything was true and everything was genuine, in your off-year elections, when you're voting for your school board, your county commissioners, your executive directors, and all those kinds of things, they would also be trying to find ways to get people to the polls to vote. But if you notice, they don't do that. They only do that when there's a governor, when there's your Senate, and when there's your president. If those three are not voting, they don't care. And that means people are being used. And until people wake up and realize that they are being used by their emotions and not by their brain, they lose. Because if they really cared about you learning and knowing how to exercise your vote, they would make sure that you got there so that you would know that your mayor, so that you would know that your commissioners, your trustees, your county administrators, as well as your school board members were duly elected also. But nobody cares if you got Manny, Moe, and Jack on the school board who's going to make policy and funding for educating your children. Because they don't care if your children learn, because all they have to do is build another prison for them and make free labor.
And the thing is here in Ohio, and I know in some other states, you have what's called early voting. You have 35 days to vote. They wanted to shut off the Sunday before Election Day because two things. It's very difficult for the boards of elections throughout the state of Ohio to, which are 88 of them, right?
Yeah.
And to do the changeover so that they can receive the influx of people that are going to get on Election Day, those that wait till Election Day to vote. Before that, they just want to shut that one Sunday off.
Got to get through, Jeff, souls to the polls.
Yeah.
But let me ask this. But again, in off year, when there's school board and judges and prosecutors and county commissioners and auditors, why is it they're not doing souls to the polls then?
Yeah, don't ask me.
See, well, they do, Tracy.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Not here.
Well, that's not true. We did it here. So it may not be in your area, but they do do that.
Bianchi, who did it there?
The people who are the candidates, they provide transportation to. It's not the duty of the state or it's surely not the federal government to do that.
Bianchi,
you got early voting?
Do we have? We don't have early voting here in Missouri.
Oh,
Bianchi, we're talking about early
voting. We have absentee voting. Well, I'm sorry. I guess you can consider absentee voting as early.
We got absentee. We send ballots to the House. We send out application for you to request a ballot to the House.
It's not
we
wrong with
let
that.
You,
people, some
we let
people
you walk,
are handicapped.
Hold on, Bianchi. You got 5 days where you can register and vote in the same day.
Right.
We had an election here last week, Tuesday, where you had people winning state representative position with only 79 votes. You
right.
had a congressman who wins his position with only 30-some-odd thousand votes, although he represents about 600,000, 700,000, whatever the apportionment is. So there are things. You know, in the Voters' Rights Act in 1965, they placed in Section 2 and Section 5 in order to prevent the disenfranchisement of a minority. And also another thing that that goes on during the redistricting after the census is the practices that's called cracking, stacking, and packing, which creates voting districts. If you look at it as a map, it looks like a snake laying along the ground. So, I mean, those things are in place. You just have to – well, yeah, you can call it gerrymandering.
But Bianchi, this is the issue. We don't even let people know about the apportionment board, so where the lines are drawn every 10 years. People have no idea who's on that commission, who's
right.
on that board, how it
so you
works.
You got an equal number of Republicans and Democrats.
No, we don't. That's every state has different way of laying it out. Ours is based upon our elected officials statewide.
You don't have an equal number of Democrats and Republicans on your apportionment board.
Nope.
Well, that right there is caused some problems.
Again,
got 35 days to vote. They don't even want to cut one of those.
What I'm saying is, because of lack of education, we don't give people the information that they need. So when they go vote, they know what they're voting about and what they're voting for. So they only do that when we talk about, you know, voter disenfranchisement. It's only because we're trying to mobilize you to do what we want you to do. And how right now, I keep on going back to this book, but this book is really good. How right now, if you look at how the Clintons and the Obamas and Joe Biden and the political strategists are actually playing a game in 2016 and bringing this equation in right now about who's going to be running and who's not going to be running and how to get people in and how to get people out. Right now they're raising money in the name of one thing, but they're all raising money in the name of 2016, whether Hillary is a candidate or not, and the deals that are cut behind our back. We're not paying attention to all that because we're looking at what's in front of us.
And
well, I agree with you, but, you know, there's organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union that would come to your town and set up seminars informing the people how to vote, and they won't charge it down. That's what they're there for.
No, they're not. The American Civil Liberties are just like the NAACP and the Urban League. They are bought and paid for by a political party so that they can tell you what they want you to know but not what you need to know, because the questions that you ask, if you don't know what questions to ask, you only get the answer that I give you. And the ACLU is the biggest crack addict I've ever seen.
They publish booklets on the subject in different situations, Tracy, and anybody can order them, just like you can order a constitution from your local congressional person's office.
Bianchi, you mean to tell me you believe that the ACLU is there because they care?
Yes, they're there to provide a service.
No, a service of what?
Of informing people about redistricting, informing people about their voting rights, and so on and so on. And they do. They put out publications.
The ACLU is
an organization that, even though they've been on the right side of some issues, Bianchi, they're not there to be on the right side. They're there to steer the country all the way
secular humanism.
And there's no standards. There's no anything of society standards or anything. That's what they're doing, and that's their job. And they've been
doing
it.
But also, what about the?
Go ahead, John.
But also, are poll workers allowed to pass out these sample ballots at polls to influence people how to vote?
No,
because that's what happens at a. Because that's what happens.
No,
like in terms
John,
of election
John,
day, you have
John,
the poll workers.
John. Are they people that are working the polls, or are they poll workers? People that are
These are people who are working the polls. People who are senior citizens working the polls. They're passing out sample ballots to voters that are coming in to vote, and they're actually starting to tell them who to vote for.
So if they have
certain Democrats on the ballot, they tell the incoming voter to vote for this particular person.
Those are electioneers, and they can only be so many feet within the interest of the polling place.
100 feet of the poll.
The people inside, the poll workers, they are not supposed to be doing that.
No, they're not allowed to do that.
And there's a difference between a poll worker and a person that works the polls.
Right.
That's why I asked that question.
Because the people that pass out literature belong to the candidate or the party.
Correct. Or the union.
I would think the average person would see a bunch of senior citizens working at the polls. They would assume the person standing on the outside is also a poll worker as well.
No.
Because everyone seems to be around the same age. Everyone seems to be senior people.
Yeah.
Huh?
We got young people working the polls.
Well, but the average person would assume that the person standing on the outside passing out sample ballots is also a poll worker. This has been going on
for a long time, John. Poll workers, that's an institution that's kind of hard to break.
Yeah.
You've had poll workers for a long time. But the question is, when do we start educating them before they get to the – because when I go to the boat – they try to hand me literature, and I tell them to keep it back. I already know where I'm going, what I'm going to vote for, who I'm not going to vote for, what's going to happen. When do we start educating these people ahead of time? When do we and not just by having a political forum at your church basement that's on the day of your choosing when you're in town, Mr. Preacher, but actually informing them so that they can do. You know, I don't know why they don't take off on a Sunday, don't preach on a Sunday, and have a political forum. And invite everybody there that day so they can have a crowd.
Well, I would assume that if they're dealing with a particular district, they assume everyone is going to be a Democrat who's going to come to the polls. So they try to influence as many people to vote for the Democratic candidate.
That's
yeah.
That's the party.
Listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. The Youngstown Police Department is investigating a double homicide that occurred on the east side of the city Thursday night. Officers responded to the 1400 block of Willow Court just before 9 p.m. after a report of two people being shot at the Rockford Village Apartments. Police blocked off two intersections along Dogwood Drive as a large crowd gathered on the street. One victim was on the sidewalk, another in the car along the street. Court documents released Thursday night by the Ohio Attorney General's office show a preliminary ruling issued by a special three-judge panel ordered Michael Scorattino be suspended from the Mahoning County Auditor's Office. The Attorney General wants Scorattino suspended pending the outcome of his trial on public corruption charges in the Oak Hill Renaissance case. A packed courthouse burst into applause when a Mercer County judge increased the bail for three people accused of beating and starving a 7-year-old Greenville boy. Amid tightened security, preliminary hearings for the boy's mother, Mary Rader, 28, and grandparents Dennis and Deanna Bailey were held in the Mercer County Courthouse on Thursday. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Everyone faces challenges.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
It's baseball time, Scrappers fans. The Scrappers return to Eastwood Field for a 6-game homestand August 6th through the 11th. Highlighting the homestand is an appearance and bobblehead giveaway of Ray Boom Boom Mancini, Buck Night, Friday Fireworks, Superhero Night, and Military Night. For more information, call 330-505-0000, friend them on Facebook, or visit mvscrappers.com. The Scrappers 2014 season is presented by Subway of Niles. Scrappers baseball, baseball with bite.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Every day we hear about another hacking incident, but here's a really big one. The Russian mob has collected more than a billion names and passwords and is hard at work hacking into consumers' accounts. So if you haven't done it yet, now's the time to change your passwords, all of them. What does broadband mean to you? Well, it's traditionally been defined as 4 megabytes per second, but the feds are thinking of raising it to 10. Currently, 1/5 of the U.S. population lacks access to a 4-megabyte signal, so it would raise the stakes quite a bit to boost it to 10. Don't hold your breath, though. The cable telecom giants won't cave in easily. Doctors are pretty free with their advice. Eat less, don't smoke, exercise more. But they're not so good at advising patients to take a daily low-dose aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes. Why? No one quite knows, but a survey suggests that today's medical visits are so short, doctors simply don't have time to go over everything. Not everyone should be on the aspirin plan, though, so ask your doctor about it next time. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Feel the savings heat rise with $10 off when you spend $25 or more, or $20 off when you spend $50 or more with coupons on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. The ridiculously hot sale at JCPenney. When it fits, you feel it. Coupon in store only. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
It's hard to survive from day to day. Have you ever seen a starving baby cry? It's hard to forget that look in its eyes. What we all need.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM. The number's 347-945-5229. It's Larry Graham.
Yeah, I know who it is. I just did. Is that the first album or the second? That has to be second because it's disco.
Could
disco
be.
Yeah.
Could be. This is.
No, you can sing to the same song.
Oh, this can't be from 2008.
You can ring my bell.
This has to be when it was uploaded. Wow.
Oh, no, because the stuff he did with Prince was tighter than that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you
see that concert?
Larry Graham and Prince?
Larry Graham, Prince, and Chaka Khan.
Okay, let's see if I can find that.
Oh, they were smoking.
Let me find that. Larry Graham.
They were smoking. Prince.
I don't understand. I just don't understand why Prince wants to be just so greedy like that.
Man, he can't help it.
He could let some things go.
He ain't let nothing go. He ain't supposed to. I like Prince.
I never saw Sly and the Family Stone and Prince. Have you?
Yes.
You love it?
The drum beat got me already. I'm just loving
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, man.
I tell you what I like when you did the Luther tribute. I started actually listening to
Luther Vandross.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't get involved with Luther. You're too young for Luther.
Little girls out there in the country get
they're
you
not,
in trouble.
Don't listen to Luther. Luther's bad.
No.
I liked some of the music that you had played.
21.
Don't listen. Don't even
21.
21. Turn 30.
30.
Luther's a 30 and over.
Come on, y'all. Give a young man a break. I listened to Luther when I was that age.
Oh,
like I said, don't listen to Luther. You know why we said don't listen to Luther.
Is that Eric?
Yeah, that's
Eric.
Eric, you know my sister.
Eric,
you know everybody's sister.
Eric, you know why we tell them not listen. You know, don't listen to Luther. Don't listen to Luther. R. Kelly.
Who else? Oh, Isley Brothers. Don't mess around with the Isley Brothers. Don't mess around with them.
No, you can't do the Isley Brothers.
Is somebody else?
Do you all agree with that out there, that
yeah.
I shouldn't be listening to this?
Yeah, they agree. They know.
Sure they do.
They know.
Okay, then let me ask you this. You get on me when I tell you
Sesame
the music
Street.
That... Okay, no. You get on me when I tell you the music that I do listen to,
Sesame
and then
Street.
I don't know any... I don't know good music, and as soon as I start listening to your music... Oh, no, you can't listen to that. Don't listen to
no,
that.
No, listen. You listen to... Kermit the Frog.
That's not music.
Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah.
You're listening to Gullah Gullah Island.
I'm not 9 years old, Tracy.
We're trying to save you, young man. We're trying to save you.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's a hard world out there.
Yeah.
Too much stuff going on in it.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Redneck.
That's Redneck. Redneck,
hey,
Tracy.
Hey, Redneck, how are you, honey? I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Doing good. Hey, AJ, this is where you get really wide-eyed and say, is this what you did during the listen to when you're doing the dance called the Charleston Great-Great-Grandpa Jeff?
You know what's funny?
What?
Doing the Lindsay.
Hey, Redneck, you'll appreciate this. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and they were talking about burlesque dancers.
Uh-huh.
And there's some women out there who are in their 80s and 90s that were major burlesque dancers in their day.
Really?
Yep.
And they were so risque, it was unbelievable. And their risque of their time is fully clothed in ours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I was really amazed.
Well, that's how
by
much
that.
Times have changed. That's how much that time has changed in today.
Yeah,
but they got
but they
something.
Only appeared
you
on
know
radio.
What?
They
say,
were
Mike?
Only on radio, so it didn't matter. Nobody saw them.
Who, burlesque?
They were only in burlesque houses where adults were allowed in. They weren't on the public media.
But Mike, you got to understand the clothes. They were almost fully clothed.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I'm very.
When you're looking at. I don't know. You can't. You have no idea. Beyonce. I was watching 1999 or what's called a Princess movie. When Doves Cry. What's
purple,
it called? Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. And
that was 1983, 1984.
Uh
huh. That's when you really start women.
Wearing.
They actually dropped down to a bustier, and women started wearing them out as tops.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s. So they went from burlesque being risque and the pinups, which were supposed to be very, very naughty, to 2014. And where Hustler at one time was, oh, my God, to now we walk down the street and we live that way, and we have prostitutes.
Come back to your phone.
Boy, and Hustler brought all aspects of nudity in the show business. Those were the two outlets that allowed all of that to come in. So it was more a person like a Hugh Hefner who basically allowed
Hugh,
all of that
Hugh,
to be
he,
acceptable.
No, wait a minute. Hugh was not as bad as Hustler. I mean, Playboy was pretty,
pretty
risque, but Hustler was over the top.
Yeah, Hustler was
yeah,
filled.
Right. I mean, Hustler was over the top, but I'm saying that it was a person like him and his magazine, like in terms of Playboy, that allowed aspects of nudity to come into to basically come into the entertainment business, and people found it more acceptable.
Long time ago, you had cigarettes and liquor that had very scantily clad women on their advertisements, and so you know that's when those things started really coming in, and those were drawn pictures, many of them.
And Photoshop,
and that's as much as they knew how to Photoshop in those
well,
days.
Well, Photoshop, I mean, they were hand we called it hand airbrushed.
We had a burlesque theater right downtown Youngstown.
Really?
Oh yeah, you know where they take the blood at now? That was burlesque.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then you used to have one down by the Regent, and the reason why my father's office was downtown, you know, when I'd go down there, I'd be hanging out downtown, I met. The Mae West copy, this lady called Busty Russell. Can you imagine that? right on the street, going to a restaurant called the Brass Rail Restaurant downtown. Now, you don't know nothing about the Brass Rail.
Absolutely, because I'm too young. You're
right. I'm too young.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you lived in Hubbard, you know, you lived on the other side of the world.
I'm too young for that.
Yeah.
Me and AJ, we work in the same age group. We're the same generation.
I couldn't believe that. I actually met somebody that I saw his name in the paper.
But this is my brought that up because I was thinking about music and I was thinking about what we're going and what we're doing and what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how times have changed. We were asking AJ about his music.
Yeah.
And but the music, I mean, it was so, I'm really serious. It was so risque. And it was not, because today we are exhibitionists.
Jeff is talking about Mae West and her $50,000 treasure chest, the places where they used to sell 2% beer.
Yeah, and people like Sophie Tucker, who was labeled as one of the last red hot mamas. She used to appear on the show,
she was
in her 70s.
You have to drink a whole case of that beer before you get a buzz. It was 3-2. You're right, 3-2 beer. You have to drink a whole case before you could get a buzz.
Wait a minute. When you wouldn't get a buzz, all you do is go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Unscrupulous characters will be waiting on you in the bathroom.
Bianchi, hold on. Listen, guys, I know we're just kicking it, but you guys still have to, you don't just break in and talk on top of everyone else. It's just not, it's not right, and it's rude. And other people want to hear what you actually have to say. And Redneck?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about 3-2 beer?
I actually was going to say something. My one teacher showed me. He's been cleaning out some stuff one day in class. He goes, Piers, I was originally going to be an engineering student. He says, here's my first semester's grades. You know, quarter looks pretty good. And here's my second quarter. And that's when I was legal to drink 3-2 beer. And you can see what happened. And it went from like a B average to a low B average. And then the DNFs, that did not finish for the third quarter. He ended up switching his majors.
We actually did the song In Heaven There Is No Beer the other day.
In Heaven, there's a song?
In Heaven There Is No Beer.
There's a song for real?
That's why we drink it
here.
Talk a song.
When we're gone from here.
From here.
We'll be drinking all the beer.
That's it.
Are you serious?
Oh, man.
In Ohio, that would be Jeffrey Stern, the polka player. Every Sunday morning has a radio show out of Cincinnati, I believe it is. And
wow.
Back in New England, it's Victor Zabrowski in the Polish Hour. And they play that song about once a month.
You know what? I think I may have heard this before.
That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing! In heaven there is no beer.
You never heard that song?
No.
Are you serious? Now, how do you hear the duck quacks and all those other songs?
They don't play that at
the
wedding.
No. If the wedding you went to does da 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 da. They do this.
They didn't know.
Oh, no.
Well,
you didn't stay long enough.
I had to go.
Yeah. You didn't stay long enough.
Because there's no, see, I only stay for the dance.
Oh, she's too fat for me?
Yeah, that before.
Okay.
I mean, who has
to go? Or the chantel at the Italian wedding?
No.
Okay.
But I've never had the beer thing.
Oh, my God. Because,
no, I didn't know
that. Sheltered tree. Who's breathing in their phone?
That's Redneck.
Oh, Redneck.
He doesn't know how to use a phone.
Yeah. Long before they were doing Alley Cat at weddings, they were doing the polkas.
Polka is one thing, and Heaven There Is No Beer is a whole other thing.
Tracy, when I was first starting to play in bands, we had to play polkas at black weddings.
That's funny.
Ain't that funny? That's hilarious.
Well, they let you play poker?
Oh, well, you better play them.
Yeah.
You have to play them. Wait a minute, you got to We got Darth Vader on the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
But that there, was Hootenanny music.
Yeah.
What's Hootenanny?
That was Hootenanny music.
What is a Hootenanny?
It's a show.
The TV show. The redneck show with all the humor in it that was all redneck hayseed humor.
The precursor to Gloom, the Sparks, of the Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw.
Yeah,
oh, Hootenanny
first,
and
then you had
Hee-Haw. Yep. Yeah, I
remember
Hee-Haw. Hootenanny was on about the same time as Soul Train, wasn't it?
Well, Soul Train appeared inside of there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had to watch Hee-Haw because I was in my grandmother's house every night around that time, and you was watching Hee-Haw or you wasn't watching nothing at all.
You wasn't watching nothing at all. And not only that.
We'll say this, times have definitely changed.
Oh, yeah. You had the beer barrel poker. Roll out the barrel.
Now, some of the stuff I still hear today.
And then, actually, we have a poker show, Larry Walks, on the weekend.
On the what? Right here.
Right here on 600 on the weekend. And I got a lot of friends. You know, the Cthulhos love poker. Joe used to love poker.
Yeah.
He told me, I called him up and said, listen, why don't you sponsor my show? He said, do you play poker? I'm like, no. He said, I can't sponsor you. I'm like, what's going on here? So poker's big.
Yes, you can always do pokers. Poker's always fun.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, do you remember who stole the Kishka, that polka?
Oh, yes.
Robert Furman, full of fat. It was hanging on the rack. Who stole the Kishka? Yasha brought it back.
Mike, you what is the lie? What, no? No. I just told the young buck don't listen to the Luther Vandross because I don't want him to have kids early.
Listen, Luther Vandross is too intense. That's like, that's not 3-2 beer. that's grain alcohol, okay?
Yeah,
if you
want to
say music, that's grain alcohol. That's what do you call it? Moonshine.
I'm just trying to get you
moonshine.
Uh-oh, hold on. 440. Hey, listen, he won't let me call him Gumby.
Why do you want to call
him
Gumby?
No, don't call. Please don't call me that.
440, your mic's on. Good morning.
You know what? You know that show, Soul Train.
Yeah.
They never paid those kids. They paid them. They bought their own clothes.
You're right.
They auditioned at parking lot.
Correct.
Yeah. They.
Why you tell me something I didn't know?
Well, I didn't know if you knew that or not. I thought that
I knew
was.
That.
I thought that was really. I thought that was a shame, to be honest with you.
Why? They didn't, I mean, the same thing went on with the American Bandstand.
I was just going to say that, Tracy. They just took
the same model.
Yep.
Dick Clark and Don Cornelius made tons of money, and Dick Clark really made a lot of money on pimping kids so they could be on TV.
My brother-in-law did it with his show.
And the music,
that's
and you realize, and the music came on, and the artists came on. They didn't pay them either. Because all they wanted was a free publicity to go on
Absolutely.
A nationwide. Because remember, on Soul Train, you were limited in the access of distribution that you had based upon, because there was not a lot of radio coverage. So that's all you had. So Saturday, you knew every black person in America would be glued to a TV watching Soul Train.
That's right.
And that was our social outlet.
See, and you didn't know nothing about the other show called Get Down.
Before my
and
time.
People watch,
no, it wasn't before
Soul
your
Train
time.
Because you would see the latest dances because you were dealing with people who came directly off the street. So they were doing the latest thing that was in the neighborhood. So
that
people watched Soul Train for that reason, too.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Mike, one at a time.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Get Down and Soul Train were at the same time, just not in all markets. Because Lever Brothers and were the people that had Get Down, and the other people were I forgot who had Soul Train at the time, but they competed against each other for years, and then finally Soul Train pushed
Hold
over
on.
The edge.
AJ had a question. Yes, AJ.
I didn't have a question.
Would you have a comment?
I was just gonna say. And now you know we're naming all these old classic shows. Now today it's just Netflix. That's all it is.
He's right about
well,
that.
Everything is going to the internet.
Exactly.
All of these
it's just
but even,
services
but
are on the
Hulu
net.
Plus,
Hulu Plus. But now,
Netflix.
Hold on. But see, now, let me ask you this. But there is no Soul Train equivalent on the internet. There's no Soul Train American Bandstand equivalent. And the power that these two shows had. They actually had the social ear and the, mm-hmm. and of the whole country with those two shows. You had the blacks and the whites, and
whoa.
Blacks watched it. Hold on, John. Blacks watched American Bandstand, and white people watched Soul Train because they were white people were trying to learn how to dance.
Yeah,
and they liked black music even if they weren't allowed to buy it.
Yep.
But
and
what
they
you
had
have
to,
now,
oh, John,
it shows like
say,
106
wait a minute.
In part.
John, hold on. Because there's a social component that comes with this, also with a political component, because for a long time, that was the social and community outlet for the country that we have allowed to slip through our fingers, because right now you don't have that anymore. Now go ahead.
I was about to say what you have now is 106 in Park on BET, and you have channels like MTV and VH1, they serve as a component to show people what the young people are doing in terms of dance and music.
Yeah, but those are pay-for channels on
right,
cable.
Right, they're pay-for channels,
whereas
yeah.
Soul Train was on, what, ABC
free.
On a Saturday night, and it was free, and everybody's TV carried.
But everything is paid-for now, both cable and Internet.
No,
all,
no,
right,
John, broadcast.
Free.
You don't listen, John, broadcast television is still free.
Broadcast television, broadcast TV, you have to pay for it through cable.
No, you don't.
Broadcast well, is still plugged.
The vast majority of people.
We did this whole debate here one day. You go to Walmart, they sell a TV for $99.
Signal anymore.
$10.
You won't go to
yes,
Walmart.
We just checked this out 6 weeks ago. John, you're wrong, brother. You're wrong.
Most
NBC,
people cannot
ABC,
get the analog
CBS.
Signal anymore.
Not every- analog. It's digital. So you get a $10 digital antenna, and you buy yourself a $99 flat-screen 31-inch or 32-inch TV at Walmart. We put the name on this show and everything. Remember, Tracy, that day we actually
yes, we did.
Yeah,
Yes, we did.
Well,
and the majority of people want the digital
so
signal, so they can't get it.
Whoa, what? I'm going home. I'm done for the weekend. Yes, Eric.
The TVs nowadays have the digital receiver, the transmitter, just built into
built
them.
In.
So any TV
you
buy,
don't have to buy them anymore.
ABC, NBC, or CBS, or Fox.
You can still get broadcast
yeah.
television.
Yeah, all you need is
and you get all your public
you don't even have
cable.
The antenna. They're already built in. Your new TVs are already built in. They're already built
smart
in.
Smart TVs, I didn't know.
They're already built in with a digital signal. You can still
yeah.
get the you still get your major broadcast televisions, no matter what, whether you buy cable or not.
Yeah, all you
satellite
need
is an except. Yeah, and still
yeah,
go.
You plug it in, you auto-tune the broadcast signal, and all those channels are enough to get programming TV.
Yep.
You only get about 10
or
of them,
three.
But still, they'll be there.
Yeah. We live in a little farming community. We live in a
yeah, but...
and we get, I think Bunny told me it was 38 or 41 channels with our $10 digital antenna.
Right.
And they broadcast
right.
1080, yeah, and they broadcast in 1080i high definition.
That's right. And check it out. Per station. You get about three different channels.
Yep.
Some of them
yep.
they play the same programming's on, but
yep.
Some of them don't.
Yeah, some of them don't. You got 21 A, B, and C, or whatever they name it.
But you do. But it's free.
It's free.
TV.
It's
you free
broadcast TV.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're trying to change that. They're trying to change that, and I don't know if you've seen the PSAs. They're trying to change that free, and that free digital television or that free broadcast into a paid broadcast because the broadcasters are saying they're losing money.
And just so you know, Tracy, BET has a broadcast sister station called Bounce.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I know they got Centric.
I get that.
But it's all held by Viacom.
Probably.
It's all
right.
held because Viacom owns BET. But that's a whole other story
yeah,
for
I mean,
another day because I get upset when I talk about Viacom, BET, and Bob Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, Bounce, they show shows like, you know, old movies like Blackula, stuff like that.
I am going to have a girl on. There is a new network or simulation of a Netflix that is with all black radio, black television and movies on.
Wow.
So I'm going to have her come on soon so we can talk about that.
That'd be awesome.
I think that would be very, very interesting.
All 20 of them.
No, there's a bunch of them.
No,
there's
a bunch
of them. There's a bunch of them.
I'm picking.
There's a bunch. Bunches of votes. Hey, the number is 347-945-5210. We appreciate you listening, checking in, and being with us. We are done for the week. Me and Jeff have fought it out this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I play by the...
No.
What are you trying to say, AJ? You didn't
If you guys think that they are crazy on the air, you should hear them off the air. Because they fight like brother, sister, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
they're pulling and everything.
Tracy forgets that Mark knows everything.
Mark knows it all.
I know everything. Mark knows it all.
And between the
and Mark thought I was crazy.
Because, the way it goes is they'll shout over top of each other, and then Jeff will say, Tracy, you're not listening to me. And then Tracy's like, I understand what you're saying, Jeff, but you're wrong. And that's exactly that's how it goes. Brother, sister.
He doesn't listen.
Here what I'll tell you. I'll tell you like this.
But I know I'm right.
I never argue a point that I can't win.
You hear that?
Never.
So when I bring someone on and I actually prove to him and show him it until the weekend.
Oh, you bring it on.
I cannot bring him on because they won't do it on. They won't ever do that on.
Have them call in anonymously.
They won't call in anonymously.
But I know better.
I know you know
the
better.
The government
but
loses nothing.
No, the government. No, we're not talking about. Oh, they lose.
They lose.
They lose what they want to lose, Jeffrey.
No. Here you go. Like I said, the president protects people. And he protects him with his executive privilege.
This ain't got nothing to do with the president.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If it goes back that he stopped conservatives from organizing to beat him in his second election, do you realize what the ramifications that's going to have throughout politics? Do you understand?
You know how long this has been going on?
The Clintons killed folks that got in their way. And we know that that's so.
Yeah, Bill Clinton did not kill
himself. He didn't kill him himself. But you tell me Vince Foster committed suicide with the wrong hand.
Yes, the same way.
He was left-handed, and the gun was in his right hand.
Because he was, what's it called, ambidextrous?
Yeah.
The same way that Ron Brown went down in an airplane.
With a gunshot wound in the top of the head.
Yeah.
You're not,
but Lyndon Johnson, there's a book about Lyndon Johnson. He is listed as a person of interest in something like 16 or 17 political murders starting in 1946 in the state of Texas up to when he became president.
Ask John Kennedy if LBJ had anything to do with his death.
When I get to the other side, if John made it, I'll ask him that question. I'll say, Tracy wants to know.
No,
I'm going to tell you to read the Inquirer.
What's the medium from New York?
Oh, I don't know. I almost
forgot
that. Going to hell.
She got a show.
I don't watch that either.
Oh, man, that thing is so funny. But anyway, Long Island Medium.
No. Don't mess around.
See, I don't want to go to no medium. I want to go to a large. I want the real deal.
Listen, I'm going to leave you guys until Monday. We'll be back. I pray. You guys, hopefully
Street.
Stanley won't cuss anymore, because if Stanley keeps on cussing, they're going to take me off the air.
Uh-oh.
And so I
Stanley is excited, and he's very.
But I don't have a cough switch, and I don't have a delay. And I'm trying.
Not a breathing switch, evidently.
Not either. Not that either.
Oh, was it?
But you know, you do the same thing. You know that, Jeff. You know that. You know you do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
She does yell at us all the time, but get your mic away from your nose. She does it all
yeah.
the time.
Come to the top.
Listen, guys, we'll see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless you, and we'll see you on Monday at 9 o'clock. Check out Tracy and Friends. We should be going live with a very, very great email, great internet website, so we want you to go and start visiting there. Please download the WSOM app and catch us everywhere, and we will see you guys on Monday. God bless you, and have a good day.
And your website too. Let's see if I can find out. I want to find out what the fuck kind of bug that is, because it just killed the damn spider. It killed the big ass spider like it wasn't expecting. I'm just like curious as to what kind of bug that is, because it killed the spider like it wasn't expecting. It killed that spider like that. It killed that spider. Yeah, it did.
I'm looking for the make and model of that television set that we researched that time here on the show to help John out so that John can get, he can go check it out online or he can go right to a Walmart store. Because remember the day we were talking about that, we were having this big debate, and my wife happened to be at Walmart in her wheelchair, and she found it right at the end of an aisle, and the price on it, the model number and everything. And it was for sale, and it was like $99. There's, let's see. At 4:29 a.m. on Fox News on the 10th of November 2013, there was a commercial on there for a $10 TV device that you can put on your TV so you can get free network broadcasts through the air. Don't need any fees. It's a $10 device. They had an ad for it on Fox News. Let me see what else I can find here on this subject. Model of that TV. It wasn't a Vizio, it was some other brand that I never heard of.